few months there with the Panthers in 95, the first year of their existence. So just connected then early. And then from there, you know, just in the in the coaching profession, you know, you just connect with guys. And, you know, we'd always talk before games. Of course, being in the same division for the last 3 years, having those 30-minute conversations, just exchanging ideas, it's just good connection time.
What intrigued you most about taking this job?
Working with Doug. You know, this business is all about people. It's all about people. It's all about connecting with people who have the same values, the same kind of philosophy as far as football, how to get the most out of players. And you look at what they did in Kansas City this year, a string of 11 games, Doug's success, the people he's worked with. It's all about the people you work with and having that same vision, same like-mindedness philosophy about how to get the most out of guys and what systems you want to run.
What is your philosophy on offense?
Just like Doug, it's kind of a hybrid, multiple thing. It's a both and. It's part, you base it on certain convictions that you have. You know, Doug comes from that hybrid West Coast offense, quick passing game, multiple fronts, multiple personnel groups. Way to mix it. It's a way to mix things up. So, but then you also have to adapt to what your players do best, and that's where you get the hybrid part of it. And then he brings the staff, and you know Doug's the kind of guy that he's open to ideas. So he brings guys in. We kind of add a little bit of our two cents, but he's the leader of the show.
In San Diego, you worked with a quarterback who was very cerebral and very talented, in Philip Rivers. Do you have a sense of Sam Bradford yet? Do you assume you'll be working with Sam? Do you have any idea?
No, in this business, you don't assume anything, right? I mean, it's tough business. But everything I know of Sam is extremely positive. And the observations that I've made just from an ex-quarterback watching him play seems like has a great understanding of the game and played our backup quarterback in San Diego, played with Sam in St. Louis. So I've heard him talk highly of Sam as well. So I think Sam is a very cerebral, high IQ football guy, quarterback guy. So I think he showed that. As the year went on.
I'm sorry. So a lot of what Philip did was, he could change a lot of the line. He had pretty much the playbook at the line. My question to you is, do you feel like that is something that every quarterback has to have the freedom to do, or do you feel like you can only do it with certain types of quarterbacks that are able to kind of take that whole playbook and be able to kind of, implement it at the line, if need be, based upon what he sees in the defense?
It's on a continuum. And there are some guys that can handle more, some guys that can handle less. And, as a coach, as a staff, Doug and myself, coaches, you determine how much latitude you want to give a guy. And when you get a thoroughbred, you want to let that thoroughbred run. But then at times you need to pull back the reins. So there's always that mix there. But you certainly want to give a quarterback the freedom. It's very hard to create big plays in this league. So if you can prepare a guy that he can help create a big play, put his teammates in position to make big plays, it really is advantageous to the whole team to give the guy the freedom to do that.
You talked about offensive philosophy and how you're similar to Doug in many aspects. What differences are there between the two of you, and what kind of makes your philosophy unique?
I don't see any major differences in the things that we've discussed in the short time that we've talked here together on the same staff, and even as we've talked over the years. You have to be able to impose your will on teams. You have to be able to run the football the way you want to run it, when you want to run it. But then you got to be able to protect the quarterback. You got to do that through multiple ways, through a great play action game, through using backs to chip help and tight ends, and then you got to have a good quick passing attack. And so, in this league, you learn that if you just try to have one shtick and say we're only doing this, you're going to die unless you're just so superior personnel wise. But there's so much parity that you have to be varied. You have to be multiple in your attack. You have to keep teams off balance. And so, I just think taking that approach in is the way that we have to go.
The numbers said that the running game wasn't good in San Diego last 2 years. Was that not a true indicator of the effectiveness of the run game because you had Philip and you obviously were slanted toward the pass? Or were there legitimate reasons why the run game wasn't working there?
It's like anything else. A lot of times when you have an area, a problem area, you want to try to – people want to say, well, it's one particular thing. It's multiple. There's a lot of factors that go into it. We were so successful passing the ball, this year and even in the previous year. All of our drive stats and all that stuff was very positive. You make efforts to run the ball better. But, again, there were a lot of factors going into that. But still through 8 games of the season, we're number one offense in the NFL and doing a lot of good things. So again, try to adapt. You know, we had a quarterback who was thriving in our pass scheme and trying to make the most of it that way.
How are they respond? The tight end is such an integral part of the West Coast style of offense. Your thoughts on them locking up Ertz and Selleck for the long term?
Great. You know, obviously key players, you know, because you got to be able to make plays inside. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like getting those body blows in a boxing match. You know, you hurt a guy down the middle. It just does a lot to compromise the integrity of a defense. And when you got guys that can make plays in the passing game and help out in the running game like Ertz and Selleck, that's just a big thing for our offense.